Please remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night. Say them always. All hail Biafra.
Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet Earth. We are welcoming you to today's edition of the News Hour, coming to you live and direct from the studios of Radio Biafra here in Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I happen to be the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the special grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. Wherever you are on this planet, we are welcoming you. We are saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, even good night to some people, especially those here in Malaysia, because the time now in Malaysia is 12 minutes past 2 a.m. in the morning. We have been awake for nearly 28 hours, serving our people, attending to their needs, making sure that the restoration of Biafra is on track. We are not losing focus, we're not losing attention, neither are we going to be distracted, because Biafra is the kingdom of God on this earth. It is indeed the kingdom of heaven, and we are here to prove it. Wherever you are, please, we are welcoming you. This is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. We are in Malaysia, the home of the brave, Biafrans who are here. It is an honor and a privilege to be within them. They have surpassed every expectation. Everything required of them, they have met. That is why we want every other group to come and emulate what is happening in Malaysia, their dedication, their relentless drive towards the restoration, I'm sorry to say, of Biafra. You have to be here to witness what is happening. That is why we say, wherever you are on this planet, because we are listened to in every country of the world, in every city, in every town, in every village, in every family that has internet accessibility. Once you can get internet on your device, be it handheld, be it a tablet, be it a mobile phone, computer, laptop, you must and should be able to get Radio Biafra on it. If you go to www.radiobiafra.co, if you go to peopleofbiafra.org, indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org, or bilierhumanrights.org, you will definitely get Radio Biafra on it. You will call Radio Biafra if you want your views heard. If you speak from Australia, those in Australia will hear. You speak from Sweden, those in Slovenia will hear what you're saying. You speak to us from Russia, those in Romania will hear. You speak to us from Britain, those in Botswana will hear your voice. This is the only global outreach we have. That is why we say all the time that listening to Radio Biafra is like attending a church service. We do not hesitate to remind people that Biafra is our religion, because it is a way of life. We are here to talk about the restoration of our dignity, our pride as a people, our honor and tarnished image. We are here to do God's will. That is what makes us a church. We are here to save lives. With Radio Biafra, lives will be saved. Not only in the zoo, but everywhere else in the world, because the well-being of Biafrans, wherever they are, even those in prison in India, in even here in Malaysia, their well-being is our concern. We are not going to relent until we free every Biafran and bring them home. That is why we are pursuing Biafra. If we go for them right now, they'll say, where are you going to take them to? That is why we say that this is your station. This is where you speak the truth. This is where you hear the truth. This is where you learn the truth. This is where we make you aware of what we are going to do collectively as a people to restore Biafra in truth and honesty. We make bold to say once again that forward, ever, backward, never, we are not going to retreat. Neither are we going to surrender, because this is Biafra we're talking about. Not any other thing. It's not a business. It is not a mindset. It is not even an ideology. It is more than an ideology. It is about the existence of our people scattered everywhere on this planet. And we are here through the clarion call set out from this radio station today, broadcasting from Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia, to restore our people to their rightful place, to take us closer to God, and to deliver Biafra hook, line, and sinker to his mercy. Some people may oppose us, but they're all going to fail. Here on Radio Biafra, we will not retreat. We are not going to surrender. It is either we get Biafra or we die trying to get Biafra. And if that is the option they present before us, everybody will go down with us. The old, the young, the male, the female, everybody will go down with us. So it is in their best interest to allow us to go in peace. Because the other option they leave open to us is not even worthy of contemplation. Because the consequences will be too disastrous for even humanity itself to cope. We are prepared to give everything we have towards this very restoration project. Nothing is going to stop it. Nothing can stop it. And nothing will stop it. When Ojukwu spoke many years ago and said that even the grass will rise up to fight, people didn't quite understand it. It was a fortuitous telling before its time. The time has come now. For every person that they give us, in terms of a suicide bomber, we give them 10. Anything they want, we give them. That is why I'm delighted to say that we are joined here by our brothers and also by our sister, dear sister Chidera Kabo, and also by the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamuz, is with us all the way from London. We are here to present to you news, views, analysis and commentaries regarding how we're going to get Biafra. We are a one-issue station. Sometimes if we sound too monotonous and too boring for you, then tough. Because Biafra is the reason why we exist. Biafra is the reason why we are created. I will go to Chidera, please, to acknowledge the presence of our wonderful listeners all over this earth, listening to Radio Biafra, even those who are awake, 17 minutes past 2 a.m. in Malaysia. Even those with us in the studio who are listening to Radio Biafra this evening, please. Chidera.
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra. Good morning, good afternoon, good night, especially to those of you that were very wonderful in Malaysia. We're very proud of you, and I'm welcoming everyone, all our esteemed listeners, to today's edition of the News Hour from here, Tennessee, United States. Please stay tuned.
Thank you very much. And please, we have our brothers here. Could you acknowledge the presence of distinguished listeners in every continent, in every country, in every town, in every village in the world listening to Radio Biafra, please?
Yeah. Good morning from Malaysia, my good people of Biafra, lovers of freedom and friends of Biafra. My name is Elisha Michael. I'm welcoming you to today's broadcast. Stay tuned.
Thank you very much, Elisha. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, good morning, good evening to all brothers and sisters all over the world, friends of Biafran. It is time again for us to come and worship in Radio Biafra. My name's Obilo Anthony. We ask you to relax and enjoy today's program.
Thank you very much. We are also joined by Barrister Mamuz, a very distinguished attorney at law from London. Please, Barrister, our people are waiting. They are listening from every country on this planet. Please, could you acknowledge their presence before we proceed, please?
Thank you, Director, for moving us around the globe. And we're very grateful for your movement and also for the time God has given you and the courage you have to move around. We are also welcoming our listeners, Biafrans, and friends of Biafra, wherever you are. Join us again today as we are about to explore what is on board. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Barrister. It is always a pleasure to have you. It is always a pleasure to have your... some people have described it as various things anyway. But the one that struck me was calming influence. How you calm me, I do not know. But something is working somewhere. So it is always a death and a pleasure to have you. Today's date in London, in Biafra land, is the 28th. In Malaysia, it is the 29th. The time now in London is 20 minutes past 7. The time now in Biafra land is 20 minutes past 7. The time in Malaysia is 20 minutes past 2 a.m. And we are here broadcasting live and direct to all of you and the entire humanity. We must also accept the presence of friends of Biafra, various governments, various people listening to us this evening, including those that we are looking to save, including those that have brought misery, tears, and shame to our people. We are here to make your journey very smooth, your journey out of Biafra land, that is, because you shouldn't be there in the first place. Chidera, please kindly give us the news headlines and accompanying news summary that we may proceed to hear from our people from wherever they are on this planet Earth, please.
The news headlines. FG suspends Chief Odimegbu for speaking out the truth over census figures. EU seeks to end corruption and impunity in Nigeria. Governor Kwankwaso of Kano spent 1 billion naira on bilingual student scholarship. Remembering Ken Sarowiwa 18 years after. Presidential committee, we are at a critical stage with Boko Haram. And lastly, Rochas legalizes abortion in Imo State. Now the news in detail. The federal government yesterday issued a query to the chairman of the National Population Commission, NPC, Chief Festus Eze Odimegwu, asking him to explain the circumstances leading to his recent alleged inciting statements over 2006 census. A source close to the office of the Secretary to the Government of the Federation, SGF, told leadership yesterday that Odimegwu had been issued a query and given a specific period within which to respond to it. He, however, could not tell the time limit for Odimegwu to respond, but could be a prelude to his suspension. Odimegwu recently made certain statements in some newspapers where he was quoted to have said that population forgery was done in every state, every locality, and every region because politicians want to manipulate it so that they can use it during the electioneering season. He had said there was no census. The governor of Niger State wrote that they were waiting for enumerators. They didn't come. That is why we have so many cases in the tribunal. He was also quoted to have said that during a review of the 2006 census in Mina, Niger State, he heard from an official named Inua Mohammed how monetary inducement was used to influence the process. He was alleged to have also mentioned that then Governor of Lagos State, Bola Tinubu, disputed the figures for the state, saying that Tinubu conducted his own census in Lagos and got 17.2 million people instead of NPC chairman Samaila Makama's 9 million. Leadership also recalled that about 22 NPC commissioners recently sounded a stern warning to Odimegwu over what they described as his unhealthy and image-denting comments, which are capable of issuing a crisis and forcing the agency to derail from delivering on its mandate. They also expressed fear that if the NPC boss was not called to order by the appropriate authorities, the proposed 2006 census might suffer a major setback, as his unfavorable policies were already putting the commission at loggerheads with some of its development partners. The European Union is concerned about the level of corruption in Nigeria. It called for adequate measures to hold impunity. The outgoing ambassador, head of European Union delegation to Nigeria and ECOWAS, Dr. David Makrie, said the position of the EU yesterday in Abuja. He spoke to reporters in a valedictory session. Makrie said, Nigeria has to deal seriously with what is known as the immunity clause. It seems just few offenders are being punished, while the real people who commit the offenses get away. It is regrettable that corruption in Nigeria is not going down and it is affecting the entire country. I am not saying that Nigeria is the worst country. You still find so many good things in Nigeria. I am also happy that the government is taking very serious steps to deal with the issue of corruption. The outgoing envoy said he expected better funding for states and local governments simply because I want to see that money should be better spent. To make it to be better, it requires other things to be in place, and I think we need to make a special effort to ensure that the judiciary is functioning correctly so that court cases can be done speedily and effectively. 101 students of Kano State origin yesterday departed for Niamey, the capital of Niger Republic, for bilingual studies. The Kano State government will spend 1 billion naira as scholarship for the students of the newly established Kano Niger Bilingual College. Governor Rabi Musa Kwankwaso spoke on the scholarship when he presented the admission letters to the students in Kano ahead of their flight. The governor said his administration was collaborating with Niger Republic on the program to strengthen the bilateral relations between them. According to him, the state government has earmarked 1 billion naira for the establishment and construction of the first phase of the college, which has modern facilities for the students. If the late environmental rights activist and leader of the movement for the survival of Ogoni people, MOSOP, Ken Sarawiwa, was alive, he would be 72 years old on October 10, 18 years after he was executed with 8 other Ogoni leaders by the military government of late General Sani Abacha. Eminent Nigerians said yesterday that the issues he fought for, such as underdevelopment, marginalization of minority ethnic groups, and devastation of the environment, have not been resolved. They spoke at the 72nd posthumous birthday and launch of a book entitled The Three Dimensions of the Ogoni Revolution and the Unanswered Questions, organized in Sarawiwa's honor by the Niger Delta Youth Movement, NDYM, Middle Belt Youth League, MBYL, Ogoni Solidarity Forum, OSF, and Ogoni Economic Forum, OEF. The Presidential Committee on Dialogue and Resolution of the Security Challenges in the North yesterday said it has reached a critical stage with Boko Haram members to lay down their arms. Chairman of the committee, Kabiru Turaki, called on the Arewa Consultative Forum, ACF, and other northern leaders to help them seal a fine deal with the sect. Turaki, the Minister of Special Duties, said this during committee's meeting with the ACF leadership at the forum's headquarters in Kaduna. The minister, who faltered the pullout of some dialogue committee members, accused them of benefiting from the insecurity and insurgency facing the nation, saying northerners should stand up against terrorism. Imo State Governor Chief Rocha Sokorocha and Catholic Medical Practitioners Association are at daggers drawn over the abortion bill the former just signed into law. The law, among others, permits women to procure abortion at will. Sponsored by the majority leader and member representing Ahia Zimbise State Constituency, Mrs. Adekunle Ihoma, the law is to be cited as Imo State of Nigeria Violence Against Persons, Law Number 12 of 2012. According to the new law, every woman shall have the right to enjoy reproductive rights, including rights to medical abortion in cases of sexual assault, rape, incest, and where the continued pregnancy endangers the life or the physical, mental, psychological, or emotional health of the mother. The law also stipulates that every woman shall have the right to take decisions about her health needs and requirements. The law was very specific that a woman shall have the right to determine the process concerning reproduction in her body. The culture also approved that every woman should have a right to health, which should be understood to mean enjoyment of the highest level of physical, mental, and social well-being and health care services. These provisions include everything relating to family planning. Chairman, Catholic Medical Practitioners Association, Dr. Philip Njemazi, has reacted angrily to the law, arguing that the law is anti-God, dehumanizing, and totally unacceptable to the association. The law is devastating. With it signing into law by Governor Korocha, abortion has been legalized in the state, and anybody, can now ask for abortion as a right in the state. While recalling that the National Assembly had earlier rejected the bill, especially as it was against humanity, Njemazi reasoned that the law would encourage human egg trafficking. That's the news of today, 28th of August, Anno Domini 2013. Over to you, Director.
Thank you very much, Dara. Thank you for that. We welcome it. We do not welcome the fact that Rocha Sokorocha, his legacy, his gift to our people is to introduce abortion, to legalize it. Aaron, these are the type of nonsense we are faced with when we have idiots like this man in charge of a portion of Biafra land. The federal government of Nigeria, those that run the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, have now deemed it necessary to suspend Chief Odumegwu for speaking the truth. In any other country in the world, this man will be hailed as a national hero for speaking the truth. People people can now begin to understand why certain sections of people chastise, castigate, or are uncomfortable with what Radio Biafra is doing. These are people who do not like the truth. What wrong did this man do? We want people to come on air this evening, this night, this morning, this afternoon, to tell us what wrong Chief Odumegwu did. Chief Odumegwu is the chairman of the National Population Commission. This goes to show that even the population that are telling us is 170 million is a lie. The truth of the matter is that those that laid the foundation for rigging, those that laid the foundation for fraud, those that laid the foundation for the criminality in the country are the British people. The British government taught us how to rig elections. They taught us how to falsify results. Now, these are the consequences. I said this thing yesterday and I will say it again. Those that go to church where we come from, that attend things like what I would say churches with Pentecostal kind of rhythm to it. There is a popular saying when somebody is born again. In Igbo language it says, "Ajula me ekwensu n'oru ya niile." I have abandoned, I have jettisoned, I have rejected the devil and all his works. Why was it that we rejected Britain, their rule over Nigeria, their colonial entity called Nigeria, and indeed other European countries that colonized parts of Africa? Yet what they did remained. We have gotten rid of the devil, but the handiwork of the devil is still there, which is the boundary that defines the geopolitical territory called Nigeria today. If you are rejecting British imperialist colonialist tendencies, why did you accept the boundaries that same system that you're fighting against, why are you accepting the boundaries that they fixed? If you have accepted something, that something is wrong, you reject it in its entirety. Today, an Igbo man, not a Yoruba man, not a Hausa Fulani man, an Igbo man spoke the truth. I don't know who this man is, but today I respect him so much for daring to stand up in the midst of wolves, in the midst of criminals, to speak the truth. This man has done something that nobody before now has been able to do. The only person that did it before him, and another man for whom I have the utmost regard and respect, is a man named Dele Giwa, for speaking the truth at all times, although it brought death to him, but he spoke the truth. Any day, when Biafra is restored, we shall honor such men. Men of vision, men of steadfastness, men of virtue. Despite what this man is going to lose, that is why I love him. Despite what Chief Festu says Odumegwu is going to lose, he spoke the truth. People may say in his village, they may even strip the chieftaincy title from him, that he's no longer rich. They may say, let's bring him and kill him. This generator that he puts on in the evening, at least light from his compound will be shining into another person's compound. That privilege will be gone because he can't afford to buy fuel. This man spoke the truth. And what did Nigeria do? They sacked him. Why did they sack him? Because Hausa Fulani people told Jonathan to do so. And people say, we are in one Nigeria, we should support Nigeria and not break it up. We say to such people that you are suffering from delusions of grandeur. Nigeria is dead. Nigeria is dead in the water. If you don't pack your things and leave, Nigeria will be another Somalia. Nigeria will be another Somalia. Whereas Syed Barre and his people ran away to enjoy lives in Saudi Arabia and all those places, wherever you run to, we will find you there. there will be no peace for you. This is what they have reduced Nigeria to, a laughing stock. Yet people say they are proud to be one Nigeria. People ask us questions, why do you want Biafra? And I say to them, are you blind? Can't you read and write? If this is too difficult, please translate Radio Biafra page into anything, any language that makes it meaningful for you to understand what we're talking about. This man said, there was no census. The governor of Niger State, remember, Niger State is where Babangida comes from, the arch criminal, a killer, a mass murderer, Babangida is. The governor of Niger State, where Babangida comes from, wrote that they were waiting for enumerators that didn't come. That is why we have so many cases in the tribunal. Yet Nigeria released the figure saying this is the population of the country. Why are we dealing with population? People don't understand. At Radio Biafra, we tell you, we explain to you, we teach you. Population is key. It was because of the falsification of the population numbers that made Britain to say that 60% of all the money that they give to these criminals should be spent in the north because they have higher population, which is a lie. This is an Igbo man, he's a Biafran. The only people courageous enough to stand up in the zoo and speak the truth. That is why we shall remain without fear in the presence of our enemies. We are going to speak the truth, even if it leads to our death. These are the people that we should honor and respect, not Okorocha bringing us abortion, not all Joseph Kalu chasing Hausa men up and down, or they are the ones chasing him. I don't know who's chasing who. This is why we need Biafra. Every facet, every aspect, every department, every school, every village, every nook and cranny of the country called Niger is corrupt. I challenge anybody that tells you, oh, why don't you batch Nigeria, tell that person to go and live in Nigeria to see what it's like. Go and live in the zoo and you will see what we're talking about. That is why today Radio Biafra was received in Kepang. Is it in Kepang?
Kepong.
In Kepong, sorry. Come and see our people, youths, Umuaka, Umukorobia. They came out in their great numbers. I asked them, what are you doing here? This Malaysia that you enjoy in Kuala Lumpur is well built, beautiful. People built it. This used to be called the third world country many years ago. Now it is a first world country. People holiday here. I met a couple in the elevator that came from New Zealand to Malaysia for holidays. How many, we that are born in Biafra and raised their school there, we can't even go back. Talk less of foreigners coming to be part of the tourism where we come from. Why do you think all these things are happening? It's because we are in one Nigeria. According to Odumegwu, Mohammed, who is the governor of Niger State, he's an official from Niger State. His name is Inua Mohammed. He stood up and told the whole commissioners, there are men and women drawn from everywhere in the zoo, sitting down and deciding on the validity of the figures that have been provided. These are cases that people are trying. Remember, Masop said they shouldn't count us, which is why Abia State receives one third of what it goes to Kano State. For your information, Mohammed stood up and told the whole commissioners, I'm quoting verbatim what Odumegwu said, all the former directors and new directors that were there for the meeting, how they shared £3 million and 90 million naira in a hotel room. Listen, the money was meant for the hiring and training of enumerators for the census. There was no census. A Hausa man is a Gwari man. He's Gwari from Niger State. They're not Hausa people. They're Gwari people. There was no census. The money meant for the training of the, let us not call them, the counters. And then upon I go, in the matter. That particular money was diverted and shared amongst people. This is the country they want us to belong to. A country of liars. A country of cheats, of deceivers. A country where there are no good roads, no running water. They produce oil from oil. They don't produce oil. Oil comes from the ground. It's produced by God himself. They sell it. Yet they have kerosene scarcity. They have fuel scarcity. There is no electricity in the country. People want us to belong to this country. Anybody that wishes Biafran people to remain in Nigeria, may the every condition prevalent in Nigeria visit that person's country. That is my prayer for you. If you are in Britain and you're wishing Nigeria to be one, you are in the USA, you want Nigeria to be one, you are in New Zealand, you are in France, you are in Italy, may the same conditions that has led to the killing of our people also prevail in your country. That is what we are saying. This is Radio Biafra. The time now is approximately, say, 19 minutes to 7 p.m. in London, the same in Biafra land, and 19 minutes to 3 a.m. here in Malaysia. Once again, this is Radio Biafra live broadcast. We are coming to you today from our studios here. Barrister Mamezu was with us before. We hope he can join us again, but I will directly go to my brothers who are here. Obilo is here. So is also Elisha Michael. I will go to them to ask them what aspect of the news they are hearing is of interest to them. But before I do so, let me go to Barrister Mamezu to ask him. Please, Barrister, you have heard what we are presenting today. Can you please kindly tell us which aspect of the news you find, I wouldn't say palatable or acceptable. There was a lot we presented. Which part of the news do you take offense to? Let's put it that way. Barrister, are you with me?
Yes, Director. I'm trying to digest from the information you have given all of us now. The first information, which is about this Eze Odumegwu, who has been very honest in trying to tell the public that the money which was designed to progress the community was shared among those, the greedy ones, the corrupted ones, and he's being called for resignation, he's being called for sack. Even while I was reading this, Kwankwaso himself, who gave 1 billion naira for these bilingual languages for his own people to be trained in different languages as they wish, calling Jonathan to sack this Eze Odumegwu for speaking the truth. When Buhari says that Nigeria will be born and soaked in blood, nobody called upon that guy's name to be tried in court. Nobody said anything against him. But a man trying to speak the truth that this country requires a good direction is being called, he should be sacked, he should be do this, he should be done that. That is the reason why we have to extricate ourselves from this bloody country. When you are giving your sermon and praying that whoever wants Biafra to be attached to or continuously attached to Nigeria, may all this befall on them. I said amen, but you didn't hear me. Let me put it forward. I said amen, amen, amen. Being an individual wanting Nigeria to remain the same, may all we say befall on you and your family.
Amen.
Even if you are not in the same country as us.
Yes.
Director, this is a big atrocity. Let me take you to the second dimension. Dr. David Macrea, who is an envoy to the UN and also to Nigeria and ECOWAS, is departing. Do you know that what he wrote today is exactly what is about to come? I believe that man listens to Radio Biafra. He has said that Nigeria is a corrupt nation. In order to make good luck happy, he said, well, they are taking steps to correct what? This man went further to say that Nigeria is a country with 250 languages, that they are diversified. If you go to Kano, what you see there is different from what you go if you go to Anambra. This man is actually telling us that there is no progress in the East. Now, some people reading what he says might be clapping that he's praising Nigeria. He's actually dividing Nigeria. If you read the things like we lawyers do, the way we read things, you'll understand that this man has already declared Biafra without actually saying it. He's actually saying that Biafra has been suffocated. He said there's no progress in the rural villages. This is not from me, but from this Dr. David Macrea.
That's from the EU, isn't it?
The man from the EU envoy. He is leaving. It looks like his time to depart is about. Now he's now trying to deliver his sermon about Nigeria is a corrupt nation that individuals are enriching themselves.
Thank you, Barrister. Barrister, hang on, because we must get this in very, very clear. I deliberately did not touch it because I was praying you'll be able to do so, or either any of our brothers in the studios to pick it up, or even Chidera herself. This is the European Union, the EU. That is why we said that Biafra is coming. We told people, they thought, well, it is here, the evidence is here. The European Union is concerned about the level of corruption in Nigeria. They know that there is corruption with impunity. There is corruption. The corruption you have in Nigeria is corruption with impunity. What can you do to us? We can steal all your money. You can't do anything. That is why they support us in what we are doing. That is why nobody will come to the rescue of Nigeria, because Nigeria is dead. Nigeria and one night is dead. Nigeria cannot survive 2015. People should mark it down and watch, wait and see. Please, Barrister, you may continue.
Thanks, Director. So I was going through what this man was saying, trying to tell us that religion is not the same, culture is not the same, custom is not the same. This is not my words, Director. It's coming from this Dr. David Macrea.
Yes.
This man has actually given a postmortem about Nigeria before he left. And on that note, Director, we are driving forward. Let me pause for now and give others a chance to talk.
Yes, let us ask our people here in the studio before I go to Chidera what they make of what we are presenting. The news is so plentiful. My take is on the issue of lies and corruption. Even the EU, as analyzed by Barrister Mamizu, concurred that there is corruption with impunity. If anybody wants us to remain in one Nigeria, may corruption with impunity be that person's portion, his family and his country or her country. The same thing that you're running away from in Britain, if the same condition prevails, if the same condition you have in Nigeria is in Britain, men will die, women will die. If the same condition is in America, they will kill every politician in sight. If the same condition that you have in the zoo is replicated anywhere else on this planet, men and women will rise up in arms against the oppressors. These people are worse than colonialists. They are worse than everything that the devil has brought to visit the people in sub-Saharan Africa. These are agents of darkness from the depths of hell itself. They have come to pillage, to loot, to kill. Their children are abroad. Most of them are in Malaysia. When they fall ill or take ill, they go abroad for medical treatment. Everything about Nigeria is evil. There is nothing good about it. If anybody knows one single thing that you can point to and say, this is why we want one Nigeria, please come on the air and say it. Our lines will be open very shortly. And then we can have a debate on this very issue. They are corrupt with impunity. As Barrister Mamizu said, not his words, not the words of Radio Biafra, but the words of Dr. David Macrae, who led a delegation to to Nigeria and the ECOWAS, pointing out the concerns of the EU. They know that corruption will pull Nigeria down because Nigeria was conceived in evil and corruption. This is the legacy the British has given to us. A legacy of corruption, of falsification of results. People say, oh, Nigerians are this, they are that, they are fraudsters. Who showed us how to commit fraud? The British did. Because we were innocent. They told us to go to school. We did. We did everything. Eventually they said, oh, but do you know you can change the result of the election to suit one person and not the other? Ask yourself, anybody caught gerrymandering? Nah, I didn't say electoral fraud. In England, what happens to that person? Because somebody declared an address and said, I live here, the brother's house, gave the brother's house as his address. He was disqualified. In fact, he's facing a prison term for electoral fraud in England. The same people that they are supporting are masters at stealing. Britain, they have actively been supporting criminals. America before now have been supporting criminals. The same criminality you don't want in your own country, you want Nigerians to be wallowing in it. Who showed them how to steal? Who taught the Hausa people how to bend results? How to falsify results? Who taught the Hausa Fulani people how to rig census results? You did in 1953. They have learned from the master. Now there is no census. They don't even count. They take the money, they eat it. Somebody stands up in Abuja and announces the result. That is why our brother is screaming. All the news we are reporting today is related, including the death of cancer. We were. Please, you may proceed.
Yeah, yes, the part of the news that caught my attention is the suspension of Chief Odumegwu. I want to quote from what he said here. He said, according to Odumegwu, Mohammed stood up and told the whole commissioners, all the former directors and the new direction that were there for the meeting, how they shared £3 million, that is 90 million naira, in a hotel. This money was meant to spend for the hiring and training of enumerators. This man have the bold spirit to come out to say the truth, and here he has been suspended. I just want people to know that the kind of people that are ruling Nigeria are not honorable. They are not truthful people. If this man will come out here to say the truth and they are suspending him, this situation will tell the whole world the kind of leaders, I mean the political leaders we have in Nigeria that are not honest. Going to the issue of the European Union man that is Macron that is leaving. My question, when he was in office, why didn't him say all these things? Is it now that he's leaving? According to the news, he said the outgoing. That means he's leaving the office. So why didn't him say it? We know that he's saying the truth. So for the European Union to also know that most of their people that come to Nigeria or the surface of Africa are not even giving them the truth until when they will leave office. Because if also they will say the truth while in the office, Nigeria or the state in Africa, the country in Africa, might fight against such person. I just want them to know what is actually happening. I want the world to know that being truthful in Nigeria to the political leader is bad. Because they want it to be birds of the same feather. They want people that cannot expose them. Once you dare exposing them, it's not all about suspending the person. They can go far in eliminating that person. So I'm telling the whole world, even the European Union, the United Nations, the world power, to know the actual issue that is going on in the nation called Nigeria. Coming back to what is happening in my neighboring state, Imo State, the issue of Rochas Okoracha legalizing abortion. I just want the people of the eastern region to know the kind of people that is ruling them. People that does not know the tradition of the people. People
people that cannot say what has to do with a particular race they are claiming to come from. Abortion is an arrow, is abomination in Igbo land. So for a son of the soil, if he is to legalize abortion, that should tell the Igbos that even the political leader we have in Igbo land, they are not, you know, in position to lead us. I think a word is enough for the wise. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. Yes, my dear brother.
Good evening, wonderful people. This is Obilantoni once again. I just want to match all the stories together. First of all, to ask Jonathan good luck. Is it because the Governor Kwankwaso lamented on this issue yesterday that made him to, or lead him to the suspension of Festus Odimewu? The news we just read here is also telling us about or reminding us the killing of Ken Saro-Wiwa. Who killed Ken Saro-Wiwa? It is the Northerners. And these are the people you are listening. Our dear President, good luck. I want you to be careful. I want you to remember, to read history, to understand what is happening in that country. Back to the issue of Festus Odimewu. I'm not surprised when I heard it, because I don't believe in Nigeria, and nothing good will ever come out of Nigeria. That is why we are clamoring on this issue of Biafra. Nothing good will ever come out of Nigeria.
Obilo, just give us a second. Let us try to take this call and see who. Give us your name and where you are. Hello? Turn your system down. This is Radio Biafra. Yes, this is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are.
Yeah.
You are calling from the zoo itself, called Nigeria. Which part of the zoo are you in?
Lagos. I'm in Lagos.
You are in Lagos. Are you receiving Radio Biafra? Because we are transmitting live from Kuala Lumpur. Are you receiving Radio Biafra?
Yes, we are.
Wonderful. What would you like to say? Please go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Concerning the news of this night, it's really sad. I was back from home, the man got himself, the man we have in our state, state there.
Okorocha.
Okorocha.
Yes, they are both
your friends. The man got himself, but it's really sad, unfortunate that, that he deceived us and we thought he's our own person. But that is not understanding. God will bring him back in due time. But for him to, be caught, say that he cannot say, it's really a crime against humanity. It's really unheard of. It's something that, that is evil. Right from childbirth, as an Igbo man, I know that for one to take life of one, even a criminal, for me to kill a criminal is really abomination. That is the experience of killing innocent babies that have not offended any. It's really a crime in our place. But he, being that he's not an Igbo man, anyway, he doesn't know, that killing.
Thank you, my dear brother, and God bless you. But more importantly, God will bless Biafra. Please, Obilato, you may continue.
So, as I was saying, our dear president should, you know, think twice regarding the people that he's siding and what they have done to his people. I also want to bring the issue of Chief Festus Odumegwu to people like Ben Wabeze, who spoke sometime, and also Emeka Anyaoku.
Yes, about one Nigeria.
About one Nigeria. I want you to check yourself. Go and test your DNA. If you and this man really come from the same place, if you are an Igbo man, you will need to come and emulate the life of this young man, somebody who stands for truth. Despite what he's losing, he insisted in speaking out the truth. My fellow Nigerian, my fellow Biafrans, I want to tell you, this evidence to prove to you that Nigeria can never be won, that we cannot stay in Nigeria. How can somebody speak truth and he being evicted or removed from the office? How can? Then imagine you yourself, what are you doing in that zoo? That is why Boko Harams are killing people day and night. Nobody has ever stand up to condemn this issue. Rather, people are just looking, watching. Please, I want you to wake up. People from the south, I want you to wake up. People all part of Biafran land, I want you to wake up to join this struggle so that before 2015, Biafra must surely be restored. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. People are calling and calling and calling. This is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. We shall take your calls. Give us your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra, transmitting live and direct to the entire humanity from Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia, please. Give us your name and where you are.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
My name is Chidebere Clement Njoka from Isarambanu, Imo State.
Yes, go ahead, Chidebere, go ahead.
I'm calling from Charas, Kuala Lumpur.
Yes, please, go ahead.
Director, please, I want to comment on this issue concerning Chief Festus Odumegwu and the federal government of Nigeria.
Yes.
You see, this is the thing is that the British and their Nigerian counterparts have laid down some long time ago. And this thing has been going on. Many people who have been there in that same position knew the truth. They were not brave enough to speak out like this man. So for me, it is not a new thing, but I think it's a kind of opportunity for the world to know and to hear and to know exactly what is happening there in that country. Another thing I want to say is this man, which has a corruption. Whenever I hear that people say that Roger Sokrocha is a son of the spy, it turns me off. Because I know that man too well. I know his history. He is an alpha father. You can call him half caste. So I'm not surprised if all these things have been doing in Imo State since he took power from Ikeda Akim. That is what he's supposed to do as an Hausa, as an agent of the Hausa people. Not only him, there are many like that. So whatever we see in that man, only thing we should be thinking on how we can get Biafra. It is only Biafra that will make these people to leave us alone and go their way. They can never in any way suit into the system of uncorrupt Biafra. This is my contribution. Thank you very much.
Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. If you are joining us for the very first time, we are transmitting live and direct from Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia. It is a very beautiful city. Our people here are formidable, exceptionally formidable. And that is why everybody must emulate what the people here are doing, because it is worthy of emulation. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, I'm Nandi. Good evening and good morning.
Good evening and good morning as well. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm from Chibuke, Udoya.
Chibiku Udoye from Indonesia, which is bordering this place. Is that correct? They have a common border with Malaysia.
Yeah. I'm from Arondizuog. Yeah.
From Arondizuog. Please go ahead.
Okay. I made my own contribution for transmitter of Monday. I don't know whether you have the get information of that from Zoo Nigeria.
You made a contribution. Okay, we are not in a position to verify that, but we can do so in the morning tomorrow. But of course, once you've made it, it has gone through. What I will do is I will speak to our people there and ask them, and they should be able to verify it. So once you have made it, it should be able to come through. And it's a very good thing that you remembered. We've stopped talking about transmitter. But it's a good thing that people are remembering that we have something that we are doing, because things, we are so slow to the point where it became embarrassing. They're talking about the same thing every night, become embarrassing. But it's a good thing you remembered. We want to know those who are genuine Biafrans. That's what we are asking for. It has shown that you are a genuine Biafran because you still remembered that your country needed a transmitter, not Radio Biafra. The entire country of Biafra wants a radio station that can be mounted on the soil for people to receive our transmission via their own personal radios every blessed day. You remembered. So that makes you a Biafra.
Yeah, of course.
Go ahead.
Of course. I will see contribute, because that is the most important thing. That's number one whatever happens.
Thank you very much. One thing. Yes, it is number one for us.
Thank you very, very well. Yeah, thank you very, very well because for a good job. Because you are one of them that we are seeing now. So God bless you and bless Biafra too. Thank you.
Thank you very much. God will bless you and bless the people of Biafra. We are here to do God's work. We are here to preach Biafra in truth and honesty. We are here to remind you of what is to happen before it happens. We are here to fulfill God's promise to us. That is why we run Radio Biafra. That is why we are in Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia. That is why we'll take this call. Give us your name and where you are. Turn your system down, please. This is Radio Biafra from Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia.
Hello?
Yes, give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. They are waiting to hear their voices, which is rather very unfortunate. We have a caller on Skype. You will be kind enough to give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, sir.
Oh, good morning from here.
My name is Daniel Chukwu. I'm calling from Italy.
Yes, Daniel, go ahead. We are listening.
What I want to say is, if you know that winter is going to come on very soonly.
Yes.
What I'm saying, can't we even, for now, the transmitter is not yet ready. If we can even do the demonstration, maybe in 2 months' time or next month, maybe next year we still do another one again. Why waiting the transmitter? Because time is going. So, because the one we hear from us, time is going, no time to waste. Please. If you can do so, maybe in next month or next 2 months, first of all, do the demonstration, so the world will hear, will be informed. We inform the world what you are doing.
Okay.
So
stay where you are. We are going to come to you to discuss this very issue. It's important. Don't go away. Chukwu, don't go away. Yes, give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are.
Hello, good evening, Mr. Nnamdi, and good evening to Biafra citizens. I'm coming from Malaysia.
You are calling from where? Sorry, you are calling from where? Because we can't seem to get you very clearly. Please do bear with us. Let us try to switch your channel to another one to see if it will be a lot more clearer for us. Please.
My name is Edwin Ikango.
Yes, Edwin. Yes. And where are you calling from?
To speak to the language, because I came from Biafra. You know?
But where are you calling from? We want to know. Yes, I will do that. Where are you calling from?
Calling from Surya Kera Pushong, Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia.
Please go ahead. Yeah, you can say you can speak in whatever language you prefer. Please go ahead.
Yeah, please give me the privilege. I want to speak with you. But
yes, please go ahead.
Yeah, Mr. Nnamdi. It has been about 2 or 3 days I heard about Radio Biafra. Radio Biafra, I heard then, Now I should have been ready there for this, that. One alarm again, Hala has now Sikafa. So, I'm thinking more ready there for a more work. I can't confirm more. Because, even in my community, we have about 7 commissioners. 7 commissioners is a single community. What about a whole state? Even have 7 commissioners. Meanwhile, a whole state. He was the community now. Once it had major commissioners that the same community. Meanwhile, before in the state, they gonna have about even 100 or more than 200 commissioners in the state. Alright, apart from that, Mr. Nambi, I don't know so many stories concerning this Biafra of a king. So many persons say men ego has involved. And after much more, we have a hearing. So imagine man day. Because when you are, I don't know if you've asked this question before. How many percent trust are you really on you?
Yes, I heard what you said, and I will answer you. You want to know the level of trust that people can invest in what Radio Biafra is doing. Before I answer your question, I must give what is called a preamble, a background to it. I work for the people of Biafra through Radio Biafra. I am answerable to the editorial board of Radio Biafra, which is in turn governed by the laid down principles coming from the Council of Elders of the Indigenous People of Biafra. So there is a chain of command. It is not about me, it is about a group of people. But for myself and for those behind me, I say this to you today as I say to them all the time.
Alright.
It is either we get Biafra, it is either I get Biafra or I die trying to get Biafra.
Alright. And then I have just one question more. Could you please give me your time?
Go ahead.
Alright. During as of 2007-2008, the so-called Waziriki claims to be fighting for the Biafra. All of a sudden, we got a different news out of it that Waziriki is doing that. Sorry, pardon me for using the language that I never wish to use. Okay. No, I want to know what Ziki may name cause of for his own personal interest. Now, in land, everybody and understand me for good. What is your occupation here now as somebody?
You want to know my occupation? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
You want to know my occupation?
Nande, my coordinator, indeed. Before you may entrust our money or whatever onto your hands, give me care now. Your occupation.
I am a political economist. I hope you know what you do know what political economists do.
You don't use.
No, I am answer, I have answered you. I said I am a, listen to me very carefully.
Okay.
I am a political economist. I am a management consultant. I do consultancy work. I get paid by the hour, not every month.
You are a management consultant.
Absolutely.
Working under which firm? Which firm, sir?
You want me to name you the companies I have worked for?
I don't want you to tell me the company you've worked for, but I want you to tell me the firm you are working under right now.
I am working for the Biafran people.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate your answer, sir.
Yes.
I so much appreciate it.
Yes.
Now, thank you so much. From now, I will spread it. I will tell every dear father is living close to me and even far from here, I'm using English. I think my English, I know my answer should go to them that this is real. I was told after discussing with you for some hours ago that there will be meeting in one area by tomorrow. I will be there and I will try as much as I can to bring up anything as much as I can to the best of my ability to make sure that this is their first time.
Yes. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And I welcome it. You asked this question in private and I asked you to come on the air and ask it so that I can answer it. I don't do anything in the back. You asked this question in private. I asked you to call back on the air and ask this question so that the answer can go into every country on this planet. Because we are pursuing Biafra. There is nothing else we do right now apart from Biafra. We don't apologize for it. We don't have to need to apologize to anybody for it, because we are here to do what we are supposed to do. If we don't do anything, Boko Haram will kill you. If we don't do anything, your daughters will be married away to Hausa Fulani men at the age of 2 years old.
Boko Haram will kill me. I don't believe that.
Okay.
I don't believe that.
If you go to a church, what I say to you, if you think that nothing will happen to you, I suggest you go to a church in Maiduguri tomorrow. And where is Iago? And you see what will happen to you. It's very simple.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I will try as much as I can to be at the meeting or congregation by tomorrow.
Yes.
And I will try to raise my point.
Thank you very much. Thank you. We do not shy away from difficult questions. We must learn that. We are laying down the foundations, the blueprint for the new Biafra. So that when people say to our prime minister, to our president, we heard this about you, or we want to ask you this question, nobody should say, go and arrest them. Every question is welcome. If you ask it on air, the better. Because we are whiter than white. We are incorruptible. Nothing can stop us from getting Biafra. Nobody. That will stop Biafra from coming. They have not given birth to you. Our timetable is very short. And we are going to see what will happen between now and 2015. Very simple. They will try to do everything they can to stop us. And we'll do everything we can to get Biafra. On one side are agents of darkness. On one side are the children of the sun. People from the east. Let us see who will win this very epic and monumental battle. We know why we lost between 67 and 70. We know that very well. It's been analyzed for very many years. We know why. The same mistakes will not be repeated. New healer. Akwevulaka poromu ya juwa hasi habubule ki hengi munu na mani hiasi na ufu bulososo. We have learned our lesson from that. Because we failed to act on it, that was why Boko Haram killed us and they're still killing us. And they're planning to bribe them. They're giving them money to stop killing Igbo people. They're paying money to some people to stop killing Igbo people. And where is the money coming from? From the same Biafra land. Give us a transmitter and leave the rest to us. Nothing else. We didn't ask you to do anything else. We didn't ask you to do anything extraordinary. Only transmitter. And leave the rest to us. And that house will crumble. That house of Satan will come to an end. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue to go and take your calls. And we have our brothers here. Our lines are functioning properly. Our Skype is on. So is also our telephone line. It is working perfectly well. And we must take this call. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Okay, I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
You are calling from Dakar in Senegal. What is your real name and where do you come from in Biafra land?
Hello?
They are not serious. Chuku, you called earlier and you were talking about the protest march, yes?
Yes.
We cannot embark on protest march without our transmitter. one thing at a time. If we have to come out under the snow to protest, then we'll do so. If we have to come out under the falling autumn leaves to protest, we shall do so. There is nothing comfortable about the life of a freedom fighter. Of course, admitted, I am in very plush surroundings in Kuala Lumpur. They are taking wonderful care of me and our equipment. The people here are great. We are going to protest as soon as we get our transmitter functioning, so that anything we do on the outside, those on the inside will hear about it, and vice versa. You will see the change that this will bring in the lives of our people. So I ask you to remain very patient, please, and continue to support Radio Biafra as you've been doing. Thank you very much. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, good evening, gentlemen. This is from Oka. I'm calling from Oka.
Yes, please go ahead. Yes, go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for the wonderful work you are doing. Thank you, all of you there in Malaysia, my dear brothers and sisters all over the world. Good evening, everybody from their fellow. The issue most of all right here is the fear for unknown. Our leaders are not just lazy, but they are afraid of unknown. That is why they are behaving the way they are presently behaving. But I want to tell everybody in the whole world, if 20% of us believers should use this golden opportunity, this platform, to talk about the Africa, I want to assure you that Nigeria will just come back on their news, because only 20% will have a strong bargaining power. Those of them in politics, of course, the outside people will come begging them to come and take the president. That is what they don't know. And that is why I always tell people that these guys are brainless. They don't have brain at all. Because if they have brain, see what the Boko Haram are doing. They are sponsoring them, buying guns, buying everything. But Nnamdi has just created a platform free of charge. See, I can talk to the whole world free without paying money. I don't know if my brothers and sisters in the US and all over the world, even my own brother, my brother is in the US, if they know they are talking to BBC, CNN, Fox 400,000, a lot of thousands. In fact, for me to have a page in Vanguard, I pay 350,000 miles just to have the page. Now, Radio Biafra is giving us this thing free of charge, and our people are waiting for us. Sorry, I wouldn't want to take your time because I don't have here in Oka, but I've seen the topic under discussion on the Navy and some of them being embarrassed. Of course, they will continue to be embarrassed, including everybody here in Oka, including those that are here, a lot of them. They will continue to be embarrassed until they embrace the simple opportunity to liberate our people. So, my simple contribution is that because why I'm joining this struggle, even as a civil servant here, it's just because of my two daughters, because of the children I have. I am joining in just not because of you, because to some extent some of us are comfortable. But because I know that if you look at the Greek of Africa, if you look at Awolowo, if you look at me, because you know nobody is a poor man today. Have you ever heard of the children? Do you know the Ekweremadis? They have made billions of naira. But I want to tell you, if the structure is wrong, if the foundation is faulty, if you make 1 billion naira today, how sure are you that your children can sustain it? So why I'm personally, and of course I'm talking to the whole world, I know the whole world is hearing my voice, why I am talking about this platform? Of course, again, I know that people are discouraging me. Why I am joining this club is not because of me. I am futuristic, I am an economist. I am futuristic, I'm joining it because of my daughters, because of my son, because of my children. Because I know they don't have future in Nigeria. I think that is my contribution, so that people should have sense of direction, as in that this platform is giving an opportunity for all of us to voice our opinion, for all of us to get together and know that once we have 100,000, 200,000 people, fucking the outside people will come begging. That simple as that. You don't need to fire any gun. You don't need to go to war. It's a very simple thing.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. You understand what this entails. A lot of people don't understand what we are doing. We have a passage from the Bible here, from the Holy Book, from our dear brother. Maybe he's in Germany. It's Deuteronomy chapter 28, which I subscribe to completely. It's from the Old Testament, and I love it. If you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all his commands, I give you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations on earth. All these blessings will come on you and accompany you. If you obey the Lord your God, you will be blessed in the city and blessed in the country. That is why we have failed for so long. We have been too sinful. We know what our sins were. We have asked for forgiveness. And we have been forgiven. That is why Biafra is going to come. This is the second time that the EU, remember that a few weeks ago the EU said that they defend the rights of people, indigenous people, to be free. Today they are telling Nigeria, warning Nigeria, that time is up on them. Let's take this call before we go to our dear brother. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. We are transmitting live and direct to the entire humanity from Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia. Please, your name and where you are.
Yes, my name is Marike DK, calling from Canada.
Yes, that is DK of a man, DK by name and DK by nature as well, a supporter, a devotee, a follower of Radio Biafra from its inception, a co-host of Radio Biafra in Toronto, in Canada. You are welcome to the program. What would you like to say?
Thank you. Thank God for the arrival, safe arrival in Malaysia. I also like to thank our brothers there that are hosting you for keeping up the struggle alive. What I like to say is about different sorts of things. It's a thing that most people have known, but because of the nature of Nigeria, you know, a place where life is regarded as the truth. They've known this issue way before Nigeria came into existence in 1960. But nobody wants to, you know, bring it up. Unlike a true son of the soil, an evil person, it took an evil person to speak out, because we are not people that likes to conceal evil. It's not for the fact that we are, some of us, because we've spent so much time in Nigeria, a lot of us have imbibed this devilish act of speaking lies, saying lies and all that. If you remember the injustice that was going on in the Western region in the 60s, in the early 60s, it took a couple of evil times,
yes,
led by Nzaku, to call this thing. But over the years, after the war, the lies continued to build up and nobody could pick up until now. The census, I was going to the census of 1991, Kano State was given as 4.4 million. Lagos was given at 4.2 million. Fast forward, 2006, between 91 and 2006, Jigawa was created out of Kano. Right? In 2006, Kano was given as almost 10 million, 9.8 million. Lagos was given as 9.3 or 9.4 million. Jigawa, that was carved out of Kano, was given as almost 5 million. So what are they trying to say here? As many Lagos area think was carved out of Lagos, they have given probably up to 5 million. Does it mean that the Kano went balloon from 4.4 million? If you add the population of Jigawa to Kano, 5.something million to 9.something million, roughly about 15 million. Does it mean Kano balloon from 4.4 million to 15 million? Why Lagos only went from 4.2 million to 9.something million? So you can see, they created a state out of Kano, and they added more population to Jigawa, which was formerly a Kano territory. So the bottom line, my point I'm trying to say is this. You can tell that there is a pattern. Nobody is counted. All they do in the north is just make estimation. They just estimate. I traveled around the north, around Nigeria, and I can even tell you categorically that Nigeria's population is not up to 170 million.
That is correct. I agree. It's not even up to 100 million. They're just lying.
It's a huge lie. Even if you go to Nigeria's population, if you look at the Nigeria's population, I don't know if it is even up to 20 million. Nigeria's population is not up to 20 million.
and they have the same landscape as the north. So how come, even if you travel from the western part of Africa through the Sahel region, from Senegal all the way to Cameroon, you find out that the southern part of these countries, from Senegal all the way to our closest neighbor to the west, the Republic of Benin, the northern part is the northern part are less populated than the southern part of this country. Now, when you enter into the zoo, as soon as you cross the border from the Republic into Nigeria, the reverse is the case.
Because the reverse of a country, it's not a country. That's why. It's reverses.
So, I'm just glad this whole thing came up. But guess what? I was going to the blood on the internet. Do you know the Yorubas are even supporting the sacking of this vessel in the middle of the guy?
Of course, they will support it because they are criminals.
Because they are the ones that have been helping the Northerners to cover up all these lies over these years.
You see, Dike, there's something I want to remind you and our listeners. People don't understand what media does. Britain today, as tiny as they are very powerful. Do you know why? Because of the media preponderance of the BBC. The Yoruba people deceived you and told you that you are hungry, begging, lying, thieving people. We accepted it because they had media domination or media dominance. The same thing is now happening because they have realized that with Radio Biafra they have to watch their every utterance going forward. The same level of vitriol and hatred they've been passing to us for long, we have started to curb it, and we are going to diminish it. We are going to extinguish it. That is why people must know the importance of media, what Radio Biafra is doing, because it is not buying and selling. People cannot see profit, so they fail to understand what is called intrinsic value that Radio Biafra brings to the emancipation of our people. That is why we went to school. Some of us did not go to school to learn to read and write.
Yes.
We went to go and learn. Please continue.
Yes, hello?
Yes, go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead.
Yes. One last thing is that, you see, when you talk about Biafra and how some of these people are not being receptive, are not, being receptive towards this idea, you have to know one thing. Many of them have been in Nigeria for so long, and the devil now dwells in them. And for you to accept the truth, you have to have the spirit of God in you. Many, just like the rest of Nigeria, when you tell them Nigeria is killing them, they don't say it that way. Because for you to be able to have the spirit of discernment, for you to be able to discern what is right and what is wrong, the spirit of God has to dwell in you. Biafra is his spirit. Biafra is of it's of God. It's a godly concept. Not too many people will accept it. Many of our people have soiled their hands. They've been taken over by the devil, by the devilish country, you call Nigeria. If you take, I don't know how we're going to resolve this issue. But something tells me it is better for us to go into Biafra with 20 million people than to go into Biafra with 50 million refresh. That's what I said.
I agree
that
with you.
That's my own thought.
I agree with you.
Thank you, Director, and God bless everybody.
And God bless you too, and our wonderful people in Canada as well. God will bless each and every one of you, one after the other. The calls are coming in very fast. We shall go to Imam Mezu and also to our brothers here in the studio to contribute. But before then, let's take this call. They have gone. We didn't want them to go, but they have gone. I will come to you in a second. Please, Barrister, you've been listening to us. Is that correct? Please stay where you are. Let us get the views from the studio before we come to you, please. What have you made of what you've been presenting to the whole world?
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Like the last three caller that said that he is in a rush for the worldwide rally.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, he's in a rush for it. I know we really need the 1 million man march. We need it. But the first project we have at hand is the media to propagate this gospel. He has access to the internet to hear this news. I want him to know there are billions of people within the African region that are not hearing us. There are millions of people in Nigeria, mostly in the eastern region, the Biafra land, that does not have access to the internet. We need to propagate this news, this gospel, this message of redemption to them. So that is why the first thing we need now and tomorrow is the transmitter, so that this message can go around, so that other people will be ready as he is also ready. So we need this transmitter. I know that the editorial board has refused to talk about the financial contribution, but I'm using my own power also to still call on our dear friends, people everywhere, to come out. We need this transmitter. Come out, contribute financially so that we can get this transmitter. We need to carry out this 1 million man march around the world. We are ready for the march, but we need this message to get across to the millions of people within the African region that does not have internet access. My research back home, I know many people, there is a brother that called sometime 3 weeks ago. He said even the market women have started buying radio. Most of them bought their radio. They are just waiting for the transmission. So people are willing to listen to us. And I encourage you people, whatever you have, contribute financially for the purchase of this transmitter. Secondly, I want to comment on the other brother that said he's fighting for this Biafran for his two children. I am touched. If a man can come out to go, that is what makes an Igbo man. They call you Dike, Dike Nara. You go there to fight for your family. I think these are the Igbo words. And I want to call those ones that are hiding in their house. If a man will say that he's coming out to fight just for his two children, what are you doing there? How about those people that that has property even in the eastern region? You have things all over the world. What are you doing there? Why not just come out? Biafra is the freedom you need. Biafra is the only nation that will bring you to the face of the earth. If you are thinking of what you have, I want to tell you, when we have Biafra, you will have more than what you have in Nigeria. Stay tuned and keep listening.
Thank you very much.
We want your contribution as the program goes on.
Of course, yes, we do. We welcome them. Anybody with any views, we please welcome you. Yes, Obilan, what have you got to say?
Once again, Obilan Tony, I want to respond to the caller that called and was asking our director, though he called earlier before the broadcast, asking the jobs, what are you doing and all those things. I want to present, although something has happened before regarding finance from the people who started this struggle early, everybody are not the same, please, brothers. I want us to erase some certain things out of our mind. Just like nobody believed that somebody from Igbo land will come and act be somebody like Festus or the Megu. Nobody
exactly.
believed like that.
Exactly.
But there are people
exactly.
like that.
Yes.
I want us to understand there are good people, despite whatever, for this man to come and stand. Then how much more somebody, how much more group of people who are not working for Nigeria. But I want to use this opportunity to tell you and tell other people that Radio Biafra is incorruptible. It is incorruptible, and I'm happy to be in the station of the incorruptible radio station one day and sometime in my life for broadcast. I want us to believe this. That's why whatever that happened, come out and support, come out and join. Whatever that has happened, I want us also to understand that when it comes to finance, it's not even the editorial board now handling the finance. It's a different group. Radio Biafra station has nothing to do with money. Once again, it is our brothers in Australia. And if we in Malaysia can wake up, an assignment will be given to you. Just as one of our brothers said in Kepong today, he said it's not one man show. Radio Biafra, this struggle is not one man show. It is for everybody. In as much as you are sincere, in as much as you are incorruptible, a job must surely be assigned to you regarding any aspect you can do. Anything you know you can do, just come out. It belongs to nobody. It belongs to nobody. So if you are giving whatever you are donating, feel free. Understand it as if you are donating it into your own personal account. The account will be given to you at the end of the day. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much, my dear brother. We also have not forgotten the presence of Barrister Mamezu, who is with us. But before I go to him, please, there is a message from our dear brother via Facebook. Jeff Ozo wrote in. He said, the caller that is asking you that question is plain dumb. Of course, he's not. He's our brother. He wants to know the truth. We are inquisitorial in our approach. We like to inquire. We like to ask you questions for you to answer, for you to try to reassure us. So I knew where his question was going, and I welcomed it. I loved it, and I'm sure that he was satisfied with the answer he got. You can own your own company, he said. Of course I did. I was the director of Alpha Phoenix Consulting Limited in the UK. I do consultancy work for my company. Get hired by companies to do that very work. That was how we managed to get the money to start Radio Biafra. We worked for 2.5 years to save up the money to start Radio Biafra. It didn't come from heaven. If anybody said they gave us money to start Radio Biafra in 2012, let them come out and say it. We could have used the money to go and have fun and become multimillionaires, but we decided to serve our country and our people. And that is what we are going to do. We know that the devil is a very funny creature. They will try and present every manner of excuse, every manner of doubt will be planted into the hearts of men and women for that matter, to try to derail what we are doing. But they will not succeed, because what we are doing is ordained by God himself. If you know what we have done wrong, you come on the air and say it. But as long as we have not done anything wrong, we cannot be guilty. Never. You are the one who is guilty of harboring an ill conscience. Please, barrister is with us. What do you make of what we've been presenting? The time has flown by, I must confess. But all the same, this is Radio Biafra, and we shall continue to broadcast. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir, director. Thank you. I will say that you are not in your active nature today, because regardless of the validity of the question that guy was asking you, it was completely irrelevant. I was actually thinking that you will actually flare as usual when somebody come in an indirect way to inquire. Don't they join in one meetings or the other? Don't they contribute money? Let him be the only wise man on earth who will have to make inquiry before he would. How much is he giving Radio Biafra?
Nothing.
How much will he donate for him to know where you came from, what you are born with, and all the rest of it? I think you reserved your patience today. Congratulations. But it's unlike you, I must confess. It's unlike you.
Yes.
Don't entertain such questions again. It's completely irrelevant. It's not part of what we're after. Let's say about 20,000 people are listening to Radio Biafra. Why only him want to know everything about you before you make his contribution? How much is he contributing? Director, don't take such a silly, nonsensical, stupid questions ever again. You are going to bail your brother. You first of all want to know whether the guy knows how to climb a tree or if he knows how to jump down. You know, this is part of that Igbo attitude that some of us don't like. Others are jumping in, and you want to be the only wisest amongst the millions. To me, that is absolute rubbish. Anyway, let me take a different line before I get upset, because I was actually fuming while I'm sitting here listening to what contribution did this guy make, apart from trying to know if you're genuine, if you're this, if you're that. Did he make any contribution apart from I'll go home and spread the news? If he likes, let him not spread no news. When you are telling him, if you are doubting what the Hausas and the Boko Harams can do to you, go home and put your Ishiago. Then if you come back, you call Radio Biafra. You know, there are certain things that need not to be brought into the public view. And I tell you, some people were also fuming as they were listening to that guy, questioning your integrity and questioning what you do right now. Does it matter? If you are fighting for the sake of your people who are dying on a daily basis, should anybody try to question your integrity or question where you're coming from? That is absolute nonsense. Don't entertain such a question again, director. Anyway, today maybe because you are in Kuala Lumpur, if you are in London, I know the way you handle that kind of question, because it's unlike you. It's unlike you, director. But however, let's wave that apart. But don't take such a rubbish question again, because if I was there, I'll first of all know that guy, where he came from, what he himself does, before he would know what I'm doing. Anyway, back to our politics. This is a side talk. You know, I was listening to radio BBC World News last week. This lady came from, I think she's from Delta, siding and supporting the Hausas. That since the new regime came into power, the Hausas are suffering from unemployment. There is no development. I was angry as usual.
Did they say BBC? BBC was airing such nonsense.
BBC World
News was airing such nonsense that since a Christian came in, the non-Muslims have been suffering. That is what BBC is still doing.
Was telling that the Hausas are suffering from unemployment. That is why they are into that. They don't want to condemn Boko Haram. So the answer to it is because they have nothing to do. That's why they resorted into violence and all the rest of it. I was looking for their number to lambast them, but before I could find any number, they have already finished. How on earth could anybody, and you know, even the Hausas themselves have been saying all this. Since Jonathan has been in power, they've been saying this, that the Hausas are impoverished, that there is no development. How many Hausas, Fulanis, have been ruling Nigeria since Nigerian Biafran War? How many of them? When did Jonathan go into power? When did he get into power as we're talking? How long has Jonathan been in that office? Mm-hmm. Now, every problem of the Hausas now is apportioned and put on the two shoulders of Goodluck Jonathan. This is what I don't like about politics. The truth is covered up, and when too much of the lies has been peddled on, people start believing it.
That is true.
How many Europeans have been in power? How many houses the Babangidas and the Buharis and the Shagaris and go on them? How many of them have been in power? Now Jonathan has just been there less than 3 years. This is the reason why there is violence, because the youth have nothing to do anymore. What about the Biafrans? They have never tested authority since 1972 up to today.
No, barrister, you are being generous.
Even Goodluck himself is not even an Igbo man.
It's only 6 months. Sergio runs 6 months and they killed him. Only 6 months. Executive power have only belonged to the Igbo people for 6 months only in the whole history of the country, despite us getting independence for them. Please go ahead.
So why don't all of us turn into arms? Director, let's all of us go home and pick up guns and start killing everybody, because Goodluck has just joined into power. Which was, in fact, they gave him warnings, not even to dare it. Babangida was warning him, Buhari was warning him. Goodluck just got there as a matter of his name, luck. And he got there now and start acquiring wealth when he was supposed to show example. He has 10 aeroplane. I don't know what he's going to do with the 10 aircraft he has in his possession. Causing trouble for himself. Whenever the Hausa tell him to do this, he will jump, he will do it. If not because of how we are shouting here on Radio Biafra, he would have asked this guy to go. What's his name? The chief of army staff.
Yes.
He would have bumped that one off because the Yorubas were clamoring for him to be removed.
Even Okonjiwala, the Yorubas want Okonjiwala removed. They want every Igbo person in a position of authority removed in that country.
All the commissioners belong to the northerners and belong to the Yorubas. And yet they are saying, we are what bloody one Nigeria? What are we gaining in that Nigeria? My happiness director, see this Dr. David Macrea has actually defined Nigeria, and is falling apart.
Is dead.
Very soon, what he has decreed today will just come to pass. You watch.
Yes, of course.
We are just talking as we see fit. We are not the ones generating the news. We are just analyzing.
That's how we do.
And that's all we're doing here, director. Before I go, my brother who was sitting there, who said earlier, who is sitting there with you, said that although that Radio Biafra decided not to talk about the transmitter. No, my brother, we didn't. We haven't stopped talking about it. It's just that the same monotonous kills interest. We sometimes, you know, weigh people's view and people's opinion, then we apply it accordingly. If we carry on talking about transmitter, just like that, I don't want to be upset. That guy who was questioning director about his integrity, somebody like him will be questioning. Do you know how many times we are told that we shouldn't even be raising money on Radio Biafra? We have had all sorts from people. who call themselves Biafran, and if you check, they are not. They assume one kind of Biafran name and then try to tell the public that they belong to the Igbo race. They do not. All these are people who are trying to question our integrity and who want to know what we can do or what we are able to do. But shame will befall on anybody who is coming to undermine what we are doing here. Shame will befall on anybody who is trying to remove our strength to further our argument in order to restore Biafra. Whoever, whichever way they are carrying out the ploy in order to decimate or discourage what we are trying to do, God will see to through to that person and their family. We are here for a genuine restoration of Biafra, and that's what we are here for. We cannot do otherwise. We are not here for any kind of trick or forgery or any kind of deception. May God punish any of us in Radio Biafra if we are here to deceive people. And Amen. Anybody who is there trying to deceive us, may God bring that person down.
Amen. Thank you, Director. Thank you, and stay where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Please kindly give us your name and where you are.
My name is Richard. I'm calling from Toronto, Canada.
Toronto, Canada. You're a great man. And I hope your wonderful family is fine. You are our host in Toronto, in Canada, when we were there. Please go ahead. The floor is yours. The world is listening.
Yeah, Director, please. Thank you very much for your treat with you. And I want to thank your crew for hosting you. And you are doing a marvelous job. We very much appreciate that. Yeah, so I just want to ask you what your members have said. Either I told you that before, it's not every question that you respond to. These are agents of these politicians. This guy that asked that question, I don't know why you let him, you know, you are so talking.
Yes.
You know? You are so talking, but I mean, I was crying when he was asking that. You know? I can swear with my life that that guy has never made any contribution.
That's what he said. He has never contributed to anything Biafra.
I can swear with my life right now. Those kind of people, when you know where they are going and they are going to be destructive, just cut them off. Millions of people and we don't want nothing. I just want to say something about this British BBC saying something about the Northerners are suffering. You know, these British people, I'm sorry to say it, you know, they are the ones that started that civil war. The ones that said it's a Igbo coup. Come on, this war started. The moment they made the announcement, this was an Igbo coup.
Yes.
All hell broke loose.
That is correct.
If you can remember. You know, they are second again. They are second family to be second again. You know, they never see what they do. They only look at an evil man to identify. Because they know that we cannot be fools to them. These people are parasites.
That is true. That is true.
And they know that once an Igbo man gets there, the people will wake up. They will do anything to stop that.
Yeah, that
is
true.
It's politics of self-interest. These people, they know what they are doing. They know what is right. And they know the right thing for this country is coming. But they don't want it because it's against their interest.
That is true. But because
I know the British people are not like that. Maybe it's few people in politics or their government or the agents of, you know, or all these people that are, you know, pandering to this nonsense. And the millions of people that have been killed, they don't say anything, they don't report it in Greece. It's not any news anymore.
It's terrible.
You know? It's no more news anymore. So let's take our destiny in our own hands, and I want to thank your crew, your police, for the wonderful job you are doing. Please, all these people that are calling, tomorrow you will be surprised to ask you, when did you marry your wife? It's like a real question. You know?
Thank you.
Thank you. I just have to call, man. I don't want to.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. Let us take this call. Please give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra transmitting live and direct from Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia. Please. Can you hear me?
Hello. Yeah, I hear you. This is Opotam calling from Lagos.
Please raise your voice. This is Opotam from Lagos. Is that correct?
Yeah.
You are calling from the western segment of the zoo. That's where you are. You are in a zoological Republic of Nigeria. In a zoo. Please go ahead.
Actually, the situation here, I think the zoo in the western part of the world is better than here. Because of what is going on here, the kind of life people are living, where people reason, especially your people, where they reason around here, because they have money to practice around, and many of them believe that they have to just be taking in everything that they give to them. But I want to comment on the issue of Facebook of the neighbor, the query I read from the start of the program with you guys there. I discovered that it's always normal thing. Once an Igbo man is able to say something, they will just blow it up, and the presidency will start checking, because there are people that assume they are the owners of the country. And sometimes we discover that the man will not have any option than to dance to their tune. And that is the situation. I keep on wondering what is happening and when we will wake up. Because it seems that there's only many people that are outside here that actually understand what is happening. And sometimes I feel like, let's just do this thing. Let's carry on. Let's do whatever. Let's take our destiny into our hands and make sure that nobody again, instead of continuing this kind of situation, we should die inside it. Because I think it's better. People are going to having scholarships and going outside the country from other tribes, and we will not see anybody from the southeast. It's very pathetic. You go to school with somebody from other part of the country, and they see you as a stranger. They call you names, they tell you whatever thing they feel like. And I think it's very wrong. If you don't start now, if you don't get it now, you may never get it again. I also heard of somebody talking about since Jonathan entered the power, the Northerners are being impoverished. I keep on wondering how and when. For how long? How were they impoverished?
How?
We struggle.
Can you ask them, please? My brother, hold on a second. I'll ask Barrister Mamezu to also ask BBC to tell us, please, and the panelists on BBC, please tell us, what is it that Goodluck Jonathan did differently from other people that led to the impoverishment of the North? What is it that Goodluck Jonathan did that others did not do, or failed to do, or necessitated the need or this rather mythical collapse of the economy of the North? What happened? How did Jonathan start it? I only ask simple questions. I tell people all the time, my questions are never difficult. They're very simple, but they unravel a lot of things. How did Jonathan contribute to the impoverishment of the North? The answer is just by being the president of Nigeria. Then they became very poor.
I think BBC reporting such thing is, I think they are actually trying to do something that you may not have come to understand. They are not the ones that are even seeing more of the things that are happening here more than we do. They have the satellite, they have everything, that they have the personnel around here that feed them back with information. So how will they assume that something like that actually is happening here? It's not possible. Nobody, in fact, even the Northerners know. The Westerners, they know.
Yes.
The debate is very clear that the people that are suffering are the Southeasterners, the Igbos in particular, and the Niger Deltans, the South South. These are the people that are actually suffering in this country.
Yes. Thank you very much, because we are bringing the program to an end. Thank you very much for contribution. And say hello to your wonderful daughter. I think we're hearing her voice. in the background, please. Yeah. And keep her away from Senator Yerima. There are pedophiles. Please keep her away from them. It's important.
Thank you very much. There will be
machete. Oh, you have machete. Keep it close by. Hausa senators are coming for little children. Only in the zoo. Thank you very much. We are bringing the program to a close because we have to sleep. The time here now is 4 a.m. in the morning, isn't it?
Yeah.
Almost 4 in the morning. Please, my dear brothers, you will please acknowledge, you will greet our listeners, those that came through, those that we didn't pick their calls, many of them, including our dear sister, Lita Nibuogo. Innocent Ibe is also with us, online commenting, and a few other people, including Chioma in Washington. There are wonderful people everywhere. We love all of you one after the other. Of course, we love some more than the others. It's only natural because we are human. Please, go ahead.
Wonderful people of Biafra, friends of Biafra and lovers of freedom, I want to use this opportunity to thank you for staying tuned for today's program. And to those people who called and couldn't get through, I'm just experiencing the same thing. Those days I used to call also and I couldn't get through. And as I yesterday, it was over 1,000 missed calls, which I was marveled. So I just say, you continue calling. If you're lucky, we can pick your call. And to my dear friends here in Malaysia, I want to especially appreciate you for coming out yesterday. I will say yesterday. We really appreciate you. And we want more of you to come out. And those people who have special invitation for today at the appointed time, you know. I also want to remind you, at the appointed time today, we are meeting again. God bless Biafran all over the world. And much more, as our director used to say, God bless Biafran.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Please, Obilo, go ahead.
Thank you, our brothers and sisters all over the world that are listening. And all the friends of Biafra, even with our enemy, want to thank you for being with us. We want to thank you for today's program. Before I draw my own conclusion, I want to remind our brothers in Nilai, Seremban, and Lagenda that the coordinator in that area has scheduled a meeting on Friday. He wants all of you to come together. So you call Chigozie. He is the one coordinating that area. He would like all of you to come together. He has an important message. The director will not be able to go there, but when he has finished his tour to Philippines, to Indonesia, to China, to Thailand, he will come back to Malaysia. Then opportunity will be for him to visit you all. So I want to thank everyone, and I want to ask Richard Okorocha for what he has done to Imo State. I want to ask him, does it mean there is no any gift you give to our young girls than to legalize abortion? I want to also ask you that if when Michael Oparadem were in such a post, if they did such a thing, I don't think that you, Rochas or Crusher, would have been alive, because your own mom would have been aborted you. Please think twice. Thank you and God bless.
Thank you very much. Hey, my goodness. That is wonderful. Yes, this, because we'll leave that for now. But it's the man Messi is with us. A lot of people would have been aborted in Imo State had this law been in place. Had Dr. Michael Oba enacted these laws. Many of these people, I'm going to teach it to Tima. We know who they are, of which Jesus Okalo is one. We know them. We know who they are. They wouldn't have been there. And now he's now bringing it in. Anyway, please continue. This is ready. Round up for us, please. Draw this program to a close. Yes.
Thank you very much. Of course, today we've given it a shot, and we're coming to a closure. But however, before I can say my own opinion, you know, in most cases, I always see things the other way around. Although Okorocha has brought abortion into Imo State, that is not our culture. It's not, because Christianity is the culture of the Biafrans. But if you take a different look at it, remember now we have the Hausa Fulanis and all the Katuriaras in Owerri land. And most of our girls and ladies and women are being raped. So Okorocha has created this avenue so that whoever is being pregnanted by the Hausa Fulani Katuriaras, it's easy for them to get rid of the baby. Otherwise, we have too many Hausa Fulani Katuriaras in Imo State. So, Director, please look it in that way, that Rochas may not have done too much harm because he's trying to give us an escape route. Otherwise, if you're coming to Anowole tomorrow, you'll be seeing Sanu Sanu. So we don't want that. In that aspect, Rochas, I can say thank you. At least he's giving us an escape route to get rid of any Hausa Fulani pregnancy that is not required in Anowole. On a different argument, that my brother who was telling you that we need to do the march, we need to do the demonstration right now, and you told him that not yet until our transmitter is here. Right, I hope that my brother is listening. The reason for that transmitter to be around before we do any kind of demonstration is so that it will become worldwide. If we are doing the demonstration while people in Biafran land are not aware of it, it looks like as if we are divided. We need the attention of everybody. We need the attention of our brothers and sisters, even including our enemies. So if we have our transmitter today, tomorrow we will demonstrate. Failing that, we have to wait until everybody is aware that this is what is happening. So my brother, urge others, tell them that we need money to complete. It's not much for us to complete the buying of this transmitter. Let those who have not contributed and let those who are asking silly questions drop it and put their effort into reality, not pursuing an ordinary mirage in the name of trying to answer Biafra or wherever they come from. So this is why, once again, I have to, in a way, thank Rochas for trying to create this abortion business so that we don't need too much unnecessary people answering Igbo when their fathers are Yorubas and their mothers are Hausas. So thank you, Rochas, whatever you do, but I hope we will use it to better ourselves rather than to get already filled up with the Hausas and the Yorubas. We thank our fellow listeners, those who supported our cause, and those who will be supporting tomorrow. Tomorrow is another day. May God bless everybody who listens and those who will listen tomorrow. Thank you, our brothers and sisters, and our fellow Biafrans. May God look after everybody. Good night.
Thank you very much. That was Barrister Imam Mezu rounding things up for us. We don't mind any question from anybody, no matter how silly that question may sound. If you want to talk to us about finance, please ask us, how did you start Radio Biafra? First, ask us, where did you get the money to start Radio Biafra? Then you proceed to ask other questions. That would also help to focus your mind and keep it on the straight and narrow for you to appreciate the sacrifice. If radio station is cheap, don't you think they would have done it, all of them? Do you think they enjoy what we are doing? They would have tried to find a way to counter what we are doing, but they can't afford it. It is expensive. Very, very expensive. What we are doing, nobody else can. So ask us, how are you doing it first? How did you manage to do this? Something that is almost impossible to do, you did it. How did you do it? That will help you focus your mind and concentrate it. We have nothing to fear. That is why we answer questions. If you are brave enough, you come and join us. The likes of Elisha Michael Obilantoni, our coordinator of coordinators, is here. Ikechukwu Enyiago is here in Malaysia. Malaysia is very, very strong. People here support Biafra, willing to do anything for Biafra. And through them, we will get Biafra. Because we have seen it. I have seen the sincerity on their faces. They are the ones we are fighting for. Very soon, Biafra will be with us. One promise I give to the Americans is this. If they like, let them go and change their names to Musa, to Adamu, to Abdullahi, to Usman. Our people in America will require a visa to come into Biafra. People say, oh, you're dividing. I said, I don't care. Because of their silence, their wickedness, their hatred of their own people. Because of their docility, their silence in the face of the slaughter of their own kind, we will give them that humiliation that they crave. They will require a visa to come into Biafra land. all of them, with the exception of Moses Mwigwe, Clifford Iranya, Chidera Akabuo, Innocent Ibe, Akujeze, and the entire Ekwenche family, Martin Zanu CM, the rest will plead. And of course, we have not forgotten Odimo Oluokwu and the wife in Los Angeles. Great, great, great couple, great family. Have been fighting tirelessly to get people around Los Angeles to understand what Radio Biafra is all about. Let's wait. Kesi Chakoge, they will bounce out and say, oh, you didn't remember me that time I used to call you on the phone. Thankfully, the telephones we use here have very large memories. So everybody, if you're important, anytime you call Radio Biafra and your name is not mentioned, you know you're not important. Because if your name is important, it will be saved. So when you call, we'll say who this person is. We have our records. Everybody who has contributed one dime to Radio Biafra, we have a list. A book will be compiled as soon as we get Biafra to say to our people, anytime you go into any public building in Biafra, you get the names of everybody who contributed to the struggle, both in cash and in kind. Because we are doing this, you think it's easy. You think anybody can get up one morning and start it. Go and do your own. By the time you go bankrupt, by the time everybody will abandon you, by the time you find yourself alone and homeless, then you realize that serving Biafra requires sacrifice. Then you know that Biafra is a spirit. Biafra requires so many things. Not everybody can fulfill the criteria to serve Biafra. That is why they go into criminality. How many can you hold your? To serve Biafra is more difficult than the high priest in the Temple of Solomon in Jerusalem. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. You've listened to us this evening, this morning, this afternoon. We thank you very much. We ask you to join us again tomorrow or later on today. I don't know which is which anymore because the time now here is today. Join us today. Do I say today? It should be tomorrow, isn't it? Oh my goodness. We're having broadcast later as well. And we also received a message which we must announce to the people. They are saying, our brother wrote, where is he? I want to Chigozie Akusinachi wrote. He said, please, director, the meeting is on Saturday, not Friday, at Legenda. Is it Legenda College? Martin Nilai by 4 p.m. Chigozie Akusinachi is saying that the meeting is on Saturday, not Friday, at Legenda, is it Legenda College, Martin Nilai by 4 p.m. in the evening. We are having a very inner caucus meeting later on today here in Kuala Lumpur. Very important Biafrans are here. We are having a closed door meeting with them tomorrow. They will also be addressed very briefly by the deputy leader, Dr. Dozie Ikedife Ikenga Newi. After that very program, we will air a very special Malaysian broadcast from the venue of our meeting. It will be announced, which MFO will do the right thing, so we'll carry on Monday and all the rest of them that serve Radio Biafra with an honesty. We implore you to join us, please. Encourage our people in Malaysia. They are people. Anytime you hear somebody say, I am from Malaysia, I am a Biafran, I want you to stand up and greet that person. Here, they are formidable. They are formidable in Malaysia. With these people here, the more I look at them, the more I know that Biafra is coming. Every day when I see them, I know that Biafra is coming. Because they are fearless. We thank each and every one of you for listening. Please go and continue to spread the message. We have surpassed 100,000. And now I will tell you very briefly before we close. If you go and look at the Star of David, it has 6 points. That is the beginning of the lecture. By the time we finish, we'll tell you what 6 means. Those that believe in the new version, they said God created the world in 6 days and on the 7th he rested. 6, number 6. We'll come to the rest later and tell you what it means. Have you noticed one thing on Facebook? If you can recall, before when you ask people, they say, who put me here? Take me off. I don't want to be here anymore. Now, do they say that again? The answer is no, because 100,000 people cannot be stupid. It's a very simple, it's not a trick. It's common sense, actually. As I said, we thought about all these things before we started. We have the largest Facebook group. I will say Africa, I will not say the world because I've not been everywhere. The largest Facebook group in the whole of Africa is Radio Biafra London. People are no longer crying to be removed. They are crying to be added to the group. And that is the way that Biafra is going to be. Those of you in the US, some of you in Canada, you think you have sense, you can trick your way in. Because Nigeria raised you. You think like a Nigerian, you can trick, you are dreaming. You are dreaming. If you like, if you're not happy about what you're hearing, go and join Hausa people. You will die with them. Then you know we are stronger than you. All of you enemies of progress put together. Your people are dying. And you're not doing anything. And you want us to love you. To come and beg you. To buy you Rebbe Matan. To bring to your house. I pronounce it Rebbe Matan because it's French word. It's not English. It's not Rebbe Matan. This is Radio Biafra. We'll be with you again tomorrow. We must attempt to sleep. Attempt is what I said. To sleep. Wherever you are, we tell you once again that Radio Biafra is here to bring Biafra about in truth and honesty. That Biafra is our religion. Here on Radio Biafra is where we worship. And Chukwu Abiama is our God. That same God will guide and protect each and every one of you and your family. But more importantly, the name that is only below God and above every other name. That name we ask God to bless this very morning and always. That name is Biafra.
We passed victorious.